One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Hello, welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane.
And I am Amanda, and we have a very, very, very special guest with us today, Aurora Matrix, the runner-up of Canada's Drag Race Season 4.
Ah!
Oh my God.
Hello.
Super big fan.
Me too. I feel like this is so meant to be.
We met at DragCon this year.
Yeah, that was like months ago.
I know, and you were like Sarah Kreis, and I was like... Hello?
She knows the lore.
And now you're here.
Here I am. I really did manifest this. I was like, I'm going to get on Smosh.
Yeah, we learned after Amanda and Tommy met you that you are arguably our biggest fan.
I definitely watch your videos every single night before I fall asleep. I literally sleep to Smosh Mouth podcasts.
Oh my God, it's that relaxing?
I don't know. Maybe it's like the brain rot conversations. Like,
good.
I don't know.
Maybe it's because you're so dumb.
No, I love that.
No, it's just like when I'm laying in bed and I hear Shane try to tell a joke and then just break before you even get to the punchline. It's just so comforting because I'm like, oh, I'm a fly on the wall. I get to listen in on other people's conversations.
Oh my God, you really are a big fan because that's exactly what happens all the time.
That is the most accurate description of this show.
Literally, he warms up to tell a joke and then he just starts breaking.
And then just falls apart.
You think about the punchline, you're like, it's too funny.
But it's funny for me. I'm having a good time. Mm-hmm. You were getting a tour before we started recording, and you were like naming out references to things. Like you recognized every room. You recognized small jokes here and there.
I saw the chance mask from Let's Do This when how to cheat on a test.
That's
great callback.
Crazy.
There was the Crocs with the chicken on the feet when you guys were like hitting each other with pool noodles.
Yes.
Yep.
Challenge pit.
By the way, when you threw the pool noodle,
I got chance.
And you got chance. I was like, he is the chosen.
Oh my God. I love this. And you were telling us that you've been watching Shane since he was on So Random.
Yeah, it was definitely like when I was little, just watching TV and like loved you. Honestly, loved the whole cast. It was just like one of those where it's like, I can put this on the background and it'll be entertaining every single time. So yeah, sitting here, I'm like, whoa, big fan. Nice to see you. You're real. Like, I could touch you if I wanted.
And then I just fade away into
you
mist.
You just disappear. I'm like, oh, never mind. It was a mirage.
He's a hologram.
It means a lot. You know, it's so funny. It was so random. Like when it was on, I felt like nobody was watching it. And then after like 5 to 8 years, suddenly people were being like, oh, I loved that show when I was younger. It's really cool.
How old were you when you were on the show?
I was 19.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I was like barely alive.
We're old.
I like graduated high school like 2 years ago.
Oh my God.
I'd believe it.
I was born in 2000.
Okay.
Yeah. That's awesome. Aurora Matrix, you are incredible and a baby. And I love that so much. So you're our biggest fan, I think, kind of, pretty much.
Pretty much.
I want to hear more about you. Like, when did you start becoming a beautiful drag queen?
Oh, my God. Well, I've been performing my whole life. When I was little, my parents put me in piano, in musical theater, in Chinese dance choir. So I've been involved in the arts pretty much my whole life. And then when I went to high school, I auditioned for the drama program. And my mom was like, if you get in, you can pursue this. But if you don't, then you're going to your regular school and you're going to go into like,
whoa,
or whatever,
that's in
the sciences.
Ultimatum.
Yeah. So if anything, it kind of made me want to do it even more because I was like, well, I'm going to prove you wrong and I can do it. So I did the audition for my high school, got in, and they're like, okay, fine, you could do it. And then it came back to applications for university and college. And I was like, well, I want to keep going with this. And they were like, okay, again, if you get in, you can continue. And if not, find something else to do. So I auditioned and they accepted me on the spot. And I was like, well, acting conservatory, here we come. And since then, I've just been performing. And being in theater, I feel like I've always already been involved in like makeup and the theatrics of everything and the extraness of everything. So one day I was like, oh, there's an open stage in Toronto. Let me just go. I love makeup. I love theater. Mash it together. And here I am, Aurora Matrix.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah, that's kind of how it all started.
So you were born in Canada.
True North, strong and fierce.
Wow.
I was always curious how people get into like drag. Like, you know, like how do you get your start in it? You know, like so many other types of performing, you kind of understand like, oh, if you want to get into stand-up, you go to open mics. If you want to get into acting, you get an agent, you audition. But drag, I've never understood, where does it start? Like,
it's pretty much the same thing. Like, the open stages are just a stage where performers can just come for free. They're not paid or anything, but you can do a number, kind of get your name out, and that's how I started. My very first time performing, actually, there were people in the crowd who book shows and all that, and they saw me, and after my first two numbers, they came up to me like, we would love to book you. Like, are you free on Tuesday? You can come to my show, do a couple of numbers. And that's kind of how I got the ball rolling. Went to that Tuesday show, and they're like, oh, we have another show on the Friday. Do you want to come and do
it? Oh, you just started, like, gig life.
Yeah, so that's kind of how it started. And I was still doing school full-time at this point. I was in my first year of university, so I was juggling school, doing shows until, like, 4 a.m., and then going to, like, a movement class at, like, 8:30. And I'm showing up, and all my classmates are like, did you not have a show last night? I was like, yeah, I've slept for 2 hours, but here we are. Let's go. Let's do some yoga or something. Like, I don't know.
Damn. That's so intense.
Yeah, but that's how I knew that I really wanted to do it, because I was willing to sacrifice my sleep, my mornings, my school life to do it, because I was like, oh, like, this brings me joy. It doesn't feel like work to me. I genuinely do enjoy doing it.
How did you come up with your name?
Ooh. Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
I always say Aurora like the princess, Matrix like the movie.
Badass.
Aurora's the chosen.
that is quite literally, that's chosen right there.
Yeah, really? So I had my start in makeup, and people always said that I never really had an ugly phase because I started doing makeup before I even did drag. So when I first started doing drag, I already had my face down. I already kind of had an idea of what I wanted my drag makeup to look like. So I always joke like, oh, I'm like Princess Aurora, Sleeping Beauty. I'm a pretty girl. and then Matrix, because when I perform, I'll give you splits. I'll give you turns. I'll give you drops.
Bullets are
The outfit right now is very
Matrix. Like bullet time. Like, I'll give you a back bend where like my hair is literally touching the ground. There are clips of me online of like me jumping off of a stage, like 6 feet off a stage, doing a split.
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
Things like that, you know.
You're unbelievable.
When I'm like in drag and performing, the adrenaline takes over and you really don't think, and you just kind of, you just go for it. You pay for the consequences later.
You're stuck in a split. You're like,
I feel like you guys can relate to that with like Smosh and just like fully committing to
jumping off 6 feet and doing a split. Yeah, I can relate to that.
I can do a split.
Can you?
Yeah.
I like
right
how
now.
It was my goal, and then I failed horribly. And then one day you were like, "Hey, I did the splits." Yeah. Today. I was like, "That's cool."
I wasn't trying to do it. I just love doing yoga and stretching, and then doing strength training, and then all of a sudden I got into it, and I was like, and then I was like, I'm going to get out. I hope.
You're like, a new move has been unlocked.
Literally, it was unbelievable. It felt so good.
Oh my God, I'm so proud of you.
But to jump off a stage and going into it, I'm not sure I can.
It's easier. The momentum just pushes you all the way
down. What? Oh my God.
Look, gravity's your friend. You just got to trust the process.
you have to like rehearse that, or do you just sometimes just go for it in the moment?
The latter.
Wow.
Yeah, I never rehearse any of my numbers unless they're like dance numbers with dancers and everything. But I'm very like, feel the music, whatever I feel in the moment. Maybe I know like, oh, at this chorus, I'm going to do some trick. After this bridge, when it like builds up to the last chorus, I'm going to do a trick. But I never really plan out what I'm going to do, because I also just like feed off the audience. Depending on what they're giving, then I'm going to give that back.
You're a true performer.
Yeah.
You're like an improviser.
100%.
You are.
Yeah. And like also like the audience has to earn the tricks.
Yeah.
Wow.
When I first started performing, like I would do a ballad and be doing like six splits. And I'm like, why are we doing a split in a ballad? Like Celine Dion, like in a gown. I'm like, 'cause I'm yours. But you know, I learned, and like you have to let the audience kind of want and make them work for that trick. And it makes the tricks more impactful.
It cracks me up. I love Celine Dion so much. So if I saw that happen and you did six splits, I literally
would. Okay, well, if you're ever in the audience and I'm doing a Celine Dion song, I will do a split for you.
Okay, thank you so much.
It's funny. In Toronto, we have a couple, like, signals. This is split.
Yeah?
That makes
this
sense.
This is jump off a chair.
You guys have your own sign language.
Well, just like within my group, honestly.
Okay.
So if I'm performing and my friends are in the audience, they'll do this and they're like, I want you to do a split. Or
funny.
This, I want you to jump off a stool into a split. And then this is cartwheel.
Wow.
Like it's baseball and you're up there like.
You're giving your plays.
And then you do the splits right there.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
That's Holy so God. Funny. Wow.
There's a whole formula to my performances for sure.
That's so incredible. And so eventually then you go on RuPaul's, which is like...
Well, not RuPaul's. I went on the Canadian version. Canada's Drag Race. Yeah. The Canadian franchise of it.
Got it. Which is, I just feel like those shows are kind of like the pinnacle. Like,
yeah, like, did you
the Olympics
know?
Of drag,
it's
yeah.
Huge
is that what
thing.
You were... Were you... You weren't working towards that because you already knew that you loved doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But... When you were you like, okay, I want to get on that? Was it one of your goals?
It definitely was one of the goals. Okay. Well, when I started doing drag, Canada's Drag Race didn't exist. It wasn't
That's
a thing
yet.
That's
what I was going to say. So RuPaul's was way before Canada.
Yeah, RuPaul's Drag Race, I think, was already on like the 10th or 11th season
Crazy.
At that point. Mm-hmm. And I just had loved it from like discovering it in high school. I remember watching YouTube videos and finding funny compilations, be like, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
People dressed in wigs? Like, what are they doing? I remember the first time seeing it being like, this is weird. Like, what are people doing? And then the more I watched it, I was like, oh no, like, I kind of love the extravagance of it all. Like,
yeah, you're a theater kid.
Yeah, I grew up like listening to like Beijing Chinese opera from my parents and like
Whoa.
Chinese dramas of like ancient China. So it's like, it's always the mm-hmm. biggest costumes, the craziest makeup, mm-hmm. feathers, pom-poms, all that. So as I started watching Drag Race, I was like, wait, I kind of love this and I kind of want to do that too. So I started doing drag. And then I remember this summer when the season one of Canada's Drag Race announced and they were like, calling all Canadian queens. I was like, oh my God.
How old were you?
I think I was 19.
So you were in school.
Yeah, so this was the summer after I had finished my first year of school.
And you were already performing.
I was already performing.
Drag.
Yeah, I think by like 3 or 4 months, I was performing weekly at
wow.
that
oh.
with school as
yeah,
well.
Done.
Yeah.
So you hear the call and you're like, I must go.
I must go, but I made a promise to myself. I was like, I'm going to finish theater school first. I've
yeah.
already started, so I'm going to finish school. And I went to my teachers at the beginning of my final semester, and I was like, I don't want to be an actor anymore. I'm going to pursue being a drag queen. They're like, okay.
Are they surprised?
They weren't surprised because they knew that I was doing it. I remember in second year, one of my teachers pulled me aside and was like, you know, technically you're not supposed to be doing drag. Because with the conservatory, you're not supposed to be performing outside of school.
Because
it's like you're supposed to be doing your training. They don't want you to like revert back to old habits before you're fully trained. But I was like, yeah, but I'm not really acting with like my out of drag like legal name. It's kind of like a persona.
Yeah, you're doing something
else. It's a character almost. Mm-hmm. So he was like, okay, well, I'm going to go to a staff meeting. I'm going to bring it up and I'll let you know. And he never brought it up again. So I'm sure the other teachers were like, it's fine.
Yeah.
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 Exactly. You weren't. And if he told you that you had to stop, were you going to?
Absolutely not.
Okay,
yeah.
I mean, he's not at the gay bars watching me perform. So like.
Well.
Well.
You know what? You're right.
You suddenly look out and he's in the audience. He's going.
And he's going. Splits.
Splits or I'm cutting you off.
Splits or you're done.
Or you're getting an F.
Okay, so then you don't go to the first casting call of Canada's Drag Race.
No, I don't submit a tape for season one. I don't submit a tape for season two.
Damn.
I don't submit a tape for season three.
Were you dying? Were you just...
I was dying to do it. And at this point, I was starting to really make a name for myself in Toronto, which was originally the goal. I wanted to be a regular girl in the city. If you say my name, I want people to be like, oh, I've seen her. She's at this bar or this bar. So that was the short-term goal until Drag Race came around. I was like, oh, I need to do that now. But I made it very known online that I was going to finish school first. So everyone was like, oh, she's not going to be on. She's in school. And then I posted that I graduated, and everyone online was like, she's going on. And that was also the year that I didn't post anything about the auditions. Like, I didn't post, like, oh my God, exciting, mm-hmm. blah. I didn't comment on the post saying that there were applications open. And I think at that point, people were starting to think, like, okay, this is her time. This is her moment. So I auditioned. They accepted my audition, and I went through the whole audition process. And it was very much like, oh, this is what I've worked towards. And, like, I told myself, I'm going to finish school, I'm going to audition, and then I'm going to get on season 4.
How many people are auditioning? Like, in for Canada's Drag Race, like, how many in that initial round are in?
Maybe, like, I don't know, hundreds, thousands?
Whoa! Wow.
It's a lot. It's definitely on a smaller scale than the States, just because, like, in Canada, all the major cities are so spread apart, mm-hmm. versus you guys have a bunch of major cities in each state.
Yeah.
Versus we have, like, one province with one major city, and then you go to, like, Montreal. And you go to, like, Vancouver. It's, like, everything's so spread apart.
And they're really far apart.
Yeah.
I don't really think I know how many drag queens there are out there.
I mean, in Toronto alone, I would say, I always joke, like, oh, weekly there's 100 new queens. Just because, like, everyone wants to do drag these days, which is totally fine. But it's just, like, there are so many queens and it's so oversaturated. It's so hard to, like, start drag now. I don't know how the girls are doing it now because... When I was starting, it was very rare that, like, there was a whole bunch of new girls coming in.
Right.
So I'm part of, like, kind of maybe, like, two generations before now. And now there's two generations of girls after me.
Crazy. I mean, we messaged each other because Courtney and I were in Toronto, like, a few weeks ago for Buffer Film Festival.
Yeah.
They had drag brunch.
With Miss Mosu.
Yes!
From season 3 of Canada's Drag Race.
Okay, so we couldn't go in and watch it because we had work to do. Oh. But we were outside right before and someone was performing Celine Dion, It's All Coming Back to Me Now, which is, like, my karaoke song. And Courtney and I were like, we want... Can we?
You're, like, peeking in the door like, hello?
And then she, like, came out in the lobby and then, like, entered and we were like, can we just come in there? And right then and there was, like, so many drag queens right in our hotel and we were just like, I just want to go back to Toronto and go see more drag shows because I was like, already, this is incredible.
Oh my God, please.
So you know, have you ever done?
I have done, actually, the last time I did that gig was 3 days before the finale of my season.
Oh, yeah. So you were performing outside of doing DragCon. I mean, not DragCon, Canada's Drag Race.
Well, Canada's Drag Race is, it's all pre-filmed.
Yeah.
But then
before the finale release.
Yeah, before the finale release. And
so
then
you had to kind of keep, like, you couldn't talk about it.
No, at this point, it was airing. And I was performing right before the finale episode was going to air.
Okay.
And for the finale, they film multiple people winning. So there's footage of me winning, and then there's footage of Venus, the winner, winning.
And you were the runner-up.
And I was the first runner-up, so I was second place.
Wow.
Why did they do that?
So that no one knows who wins.
You find
out who wins in the live airing of the show. So I'm sitting here from filming all the way to broadcast thinking, there's a possibility I could win. There's footage of me winning. There's me holding the scepter, giving my thank you speech.
It's incredible.
It's a crazy experience. And filming it too is like, it's real, but it's not real because I know that they're also filming the other person winning.
Oh.
So I was at this brunch.
At Drake Hotel.
At the Drake Hotel going,
what?
Find out this Thursday if I'm going to win because I don't know.
That's
insane.
That's genius.
It's
wow,
like, it's such a wild concept.
Because otherwise people would find out.
Exactly.
People would definitely find out.
And I'm pretty sure they do that for the American seasons too. They started doing that after season 3 of RuPaul's Drag Race because it kind of leaked who had won.
Sure.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Season 4 and on, when they started doing live finales in the States, they started recording multiple winners so that when they air the final edit of the episode, that's when you find out who wins.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
So you were just performing brunch at the Drake Hotel being like, I could have won. I don't know if I did.
Exactly. And I'm literally saying on the mic during my mic work, like, I don't know if I'm going to win, but you guys should come to the finale viewing party and watch me watch the episode. So I found out and watched the episode live and found out I lost in front of a live audience on stage.
That.
But to still get runner up is so.
No, 100%. And like I've always said, like if it wasn't me, it was going to be Venus. Like she was going to be the other winner. So it was just such a crazy experience.
I feel like because Courtney obviously watches tons of Drag Race, and it feels like it's almost sometimes not about winning, like, because they all make a name for themselves mm-hmm. out of these shows, and they always like come back onto the other shows. So it kind
like of spinoffs, all
it's kind of just the beginning, no matter where you place. Because that's I'm aware of Miss Vanjie. And that was
Angie,
and she was the first. She was the first she one kicked first off, but out. She became like super famous from it.
And then she came back for the next season,
mm-hmm.
and then was I think top five of her season when she came back. So, it's really what you do with your right. career after the show.
And it's just it was so crazy when I was at DragCon because that was my first time at DragCon, and the queens were cracking me up.
Oh,
so
the girls are funny.
Funny.
Like, yeah. We'll say anything.
And literally also so loving and like connected and open, but also you could feel that they were like a tribe, like tight-knit tribe.
It's a sisterhood.
It really feels like
we
that.
Jokingly see each other. We're like, oh my God, hey, sister. But it kind of is. You just have this bond because you've been through this process of going through Drag Race, and like it's a hard process, and like there's such a mental pressure on
sure.
you of like you watch the show, you think it's gonna be one way, and you get there and you're like, oh, but it's also a TV show. It's not just a competition.
Right.
So they're repositioning cameras, they're calling cut, they're refilming things, doing pickups, like things like that you never see on camera. So now when I watch new seasons, I'm like, oh, I know that took 20 minutes. Oh, I know that only took 2 minutes. Oh, I know they cut here and they refilmed that. Or I know they filmed that out of order. It's
literally
just like, whoa.
And I guess
like lowering the curtain a little bit.
Yeah, of course.
Like in most shows, they have a makeup department. You're getting your makeup done. But on Drag Race, you're all doing your own makeup.
Yeah, you have 2 hours to do your entire...
Everything?
Your makeup, hair, jewelry, outfit, corset, audio, all within 2 hours.
Is that enough time?
No, I usually give myself 3 hours in general to get
ready. I was going to say 2 hours to do miking
everything.
And everything.
And you're also doing your makeup, and a little story producer is crawling under the table going, hey, can you ask them about coming out? Can you ask this person about their relationship with their mom?
Because you're getting filmed right
there.
Because
it's a show.
That aspect of reality TV is always, I always forget about that. Of like all the conversations that are happening, it's like, producers are kind of...
There's literally someone sitting... like, imagine if, like, Selena was sitting on the table here going, hey, can you ask Shane about this?
Most episodes, that's what that's we
do. No, she usually is right here.
I'm actually petting her right now.
Selena!
You're so cute! She's so little!
She's very tiny.
So dainty.
So cute.
But yeah, there's, like, you're getting ready, but there's so many moving parts happening.
Wow.
And, like, sometimes you're doing your makeup, and they're like, okay, girls, can you guys keep quiet on this side, we're gonna film something on this side, and like, oh, we're gonna rehave this conversation.
And some of you guys have never been in front of a camera before.
I would say like most of the girls
right?
are usually used to just an onstage presence
right.
compared to like on camera. So like, don't look straight at the camera, but be aware that you are being
hard
filmed.
Not
you have to cheat
it's
out.
It's totally different. I will say having like a stage presence helps you guys so much.
Oh, 100%.
Like, if you just came from camera and then went to stage, I think that would be way harder.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so crazy because it looks so... I mean, that's reality TV.
They do such a good job of making
it looks so natural.
So natural, yeah.
Are they ever telling you things that you're like, I don't want to ask that? No.
Are you ever saying no to the producer?
Like, I would say you could, but like, for me, knowing how it worked, I was like, well, if I say no, that's less screen time. They probably have an overall storyline that they have for me. So if I'm saying no to that, who knows? They might just kick me off. They might find a reason to send me home.
Oh, interesting.
Right? Like, there's so many aspects that I'm like, when you're there, you're aware of that. And you're like, oh, I know that they're watching. I know that they're listening. Your mic is always on. So even when you're like off the set and you're just on the side waiting, they're listening in on everything. So if you say something like, oh, I'm stressed, like I didn't finish zipping this up or I didn't finish sewing this up, the judges are going to call that out. They're going to be like, oh, we noticed that you didn't finish the back of this dress. Like, it's because they're always listening. Like, producers
Whoa.
Are always listening.
Because they're trying... Do you think that they created a storyline that wasn't necessarily you? Or did you think like, okay... They understood me. Or were you...
I feel like they got my story. Also because I had so many storyline points that I had given them initially, like mm-hmm. relationship with my parents, mm-hmm. My history in theater, how I got my start in drag. So I knew that they had a good storyline for me, but... You never know. You never know. Like, I'm not looking at the storyboards, looking at what they have laid out for me, right?
Are there definitely times in your season, but probably other seasons, where there's drama happening, but as soon as, like, everyone's offset, they're like, oh, yeah, we're just playing this up. There's no real drama.
Oh, no. When on my season...
I was going to say, I was like, no, I think it's real. No,
the drama's real.
On my season, when... It was episode 4. We had just did the design challenge. And one of the queens, her name's Melinda Verga. Hi, Melinda. I love you. I miss you. I remember.
Does she watch the show too?
I don't know.
Hi, Melinda.
She's watching
you.
This. Just like...
She was actually just on Traders Canada.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So good on her. She just got kicked off.
We love you. We love you. We miss
we
you,
love
Melinda.
You. Go fuck yourself.
With gratitude. But Melinda blew up and she was like, fuck the judges. Fuck you. Fuck all of you. You think this is Vivian Westwood inspired? She was popping the fuck Westwood. Off, and it was giving DeLulu. Because we're like, are you look? Do you see your outfit, girl?
Vivian
like,
Westwood.
Like we all thought she had like tailored 4 different jackets to make it like a patchwork one jacket. We find out it's one jacket that she just kind of cut the sleeves off and reattached. So we're like, oh, it's not as impressive as we thought.
Yeah.
So she was going off, flipping tables, walking off like, I'm done with this. I hate this, blah, blah, blah. And I'm sitting there going, Melinda's crazy. Like, Melinda's crazy. Like, she's about to, like, throw hands. And then after watching it back, and I'm like, oh, no, Melinda is crazy, but with good intentions. But I remember we had finished wrapping that episode, and we were all just kind of getting out of drag. It's silent because they're like, we're not allowed to talk when the cameras aren't rolling. Yeah, we're not allowed to talk when the cameras aren't rolling because they want to keep everything on camera.
Oh, my
so
God. Okay.
Yeah, it's a whole world. So we're silently
silent.
Taking off our makeup. There's tension in the room. And I just kind of go up to Melinda. I'm like, hey, like, just want to make sure like nothing was personal. But it's just like, we're here because we all want to be here. And for you to say that you don't want to be here anymore really struck a chord with all of us. And she was silent. She didn't really respond to me. She just went, okay, thank you. It was, like, so uncomfortable.
But she probably respected that.
I'm sure. And it was just, like, kind of, like, in the moment, she was like, let me just get through the rest of this day. Let me get out of drag. Let's get back to the hotel. We'll come back tomorrow fresh and new. And she did. She came back. We started the new, it's like, new day in the workroom, all that. You come in, you kind of sit around the table. You're like, okay, girl, so let's talk about what happened last episode. And she's like, well, I want to start off by saying I'm sorry. And, like, she had that whole thing. But in the moment, you're sitting there going, oh, my God, this is going crazy.
She's crazy.
My only regret, I wish I inserted myself into that argument more. I was like, I'm watching it back. I was like, oh, that was an iconic, like, argument. I wish I was in that argument, like, saying, like, Melinda, sit the fuck down. Like, you don't need to be popping off like this. The judges are here to give you critiques.
Mm-hmm.
It's their job.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, it's so easy to go back and watch your season and be like, damn, I wish I just
everything in retrospect. You're seeing things from a different point of view. But in the moment, you're sitting there like, oh, my God.
You're protecting yourself. You're like, I don't want to.
Well, also, I'm aware that like it's going to be on TV. So like if I see something too controversial, are the fans going to hate me? Are the fans going to come for me for coming for whoever? Like, it's just. Yeah.
Having that balance on reality TV is, we've talked about how difficult that is mm-hmm. of like being entertaining without being too much of a villain.
Or just going full on into the villain, which I feel like you can either choose to be or the editors are like, you're the villain.
Well, yeah, if you're going to commit, you're going to have to go like full throttle.
Full throttle.
Like you really just have to go for it, or else it's just like, oh, she has no personality and she's just kind of. She's just playing.
Right.
Exactly.
That isn't real. And people can clock that. People will be like, oh, she's fake as fuck.
That's insane because you're balancing reality TV show. And then also, correct me if I'm wrong, you're bringing all your outfits.
Mm-hmm.
You're bringing everything.
And you make all your outfits?
Well,
or?
I don't make all of my outfits, but someone makes them mm-hmm. and then I commission them to make it. And then we bring it all. It's like crazy. You have like 6 or 7 giant boxes. I think I had 4 giant tubs that were like the size of this table. And then I had 2 giant suitcases.
I like mean, yeah, it makes sense. You had to bring in everything.
Wild.
Yeah, they have weight limits. They have dimension limits on your boxes and suitcases so that to keep it fair for everyone. Because, like, not everyone's going to have the same boxes, but they're like, you have to stay within these dimensions.
Well, yeah, you can't bring, like, a crazy outfit.
People do. I'm like, how did you pack that? You have to get, like, make things so that it can also collapse or it can fold up. one of my drag sisters on the show, she always, we called it the lettuce, because she had this outfit that was this giant green emerald outfit with all these extra pieces. And I'm like, that literally is bigger than the hotel room. I'm like, I don't understand how you packed this.
She collapsed it down.
It like folds over, collapsed it down. She brought like giant flat screen TV boxes, and that's how she packed her like.
Wow.
Oh, she like compressed it.
She compressed it all down. And I'm like, you are so smart.
That's
crazy. I'm just going to like fold everything up. And just
I never
would have
thought about that aspect of it.
No, that's one thing that if I were to ever go back for another season, I'm going to ask her how she packed. Because like the outfits that she brought, I was like, that's not fitting in a car. How are you going to bring that here?
Literally insane.
I don't know how you put that on a plane. Like, I was lucky that I was in Toronto.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I didn't have to fly out to do...
So people flew in.
Yeah, so people who weren't in like close by had to fly in. So I was like, oh my God, that's a whole other thing to deal with.
Would you do it again?
I would. I mean, right now I want to like give myself time like to tour, travel, mm-hmm. go to different places and perform, because I want to get that experience of just like working full time as a drag race girl and like just get a sense of what it's like to live the fantasy, you know?
Yeah, of course.
But I mean, if the opportunity were to come up again, I don't think I would pass it up. I would do it.
Yeah. How long is it? How much time do you have to dedicate to it? Is it like, how long is the shooting?
I don't know if I can reveal, but but you're sequestered, you're quarantined, we called it gay prison.
Wow.
We called it gay prison, and I'm for weeks I'm sitting alone in my hotel room with no iPad, no phone, no nothing. All I have is whatever's on HGTV, on Showcase, on Paramount.
It's just Law and Order.
Yeah, I watched a lot of Bar Rescue.
Oh my God, Bar Rescue.
with John Taffer. Like,
that show's insane.
Like, I should have done John Taffer for Snatch Game.
By
the end of filming, I knew him from the head. I knew him in and out. I knew everything about him. I was watching like the Property Brothers. Like
such hyper masculine people on TV.
Rock the Block. I was like, I don't know, all these like random hotel TV shows. And I'm like, well, this is all I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
Stop. That's
I think
amazing.
The only thing that I brought for my own entertainment was like a word search book from the dollar store.
Okay.
And like I'm on the phone with like the Queen Care, like the Wranglers who are like helping us
Queen's Care.
And I'm on the phone with them in the hotel room, like doing my word search, like, oh, can you search up what an orb weaver spider is? That's my next thing on the word search.
Or
I think one of the word searches were called let's make a salad, and all the words you had to find were just ingredients. So I was literally going, how do you feel about tomatoes as I was looking for things? Like, okay, we're moving on to Parmesan cheese. How do you feel about that?
Holy shit. Oh
my God. You really just have to like find ways to entertain yourself.
Wow.
That's the most insane thing I've ever heard.
That's so funny.
And then you can call the office to be on. I'll be like, can you put me on the queue for outside time?
Oh my God, you really are in gay jail. Do you say gay jail
gay
or gay prison? Oh, prison
gay
is very different than jail.
Oh.
Making that up.
So you had to literally ask to be
let out.
Let outside.
Let's make a salad. Can I have some outside time?
Can I have some sunlight privileges, please?
Would they literally like supervise you when you went outside? Like someone standing by it, like off in the distance, just like watching.
Queen's Care.
Oh, let me tell you. So you're going, can I be put on the queue for a walk? Can I be put on the queue for an outside time? And they'll go, great, we've added you to the list. We'll give you a call when someone's on the way. So you're just sitting there. You don't know how long the queue is because other queens are probably asking to go outside too. So I'm like, maybe like half an hour later, someone will call you, be like, hey, this is so-and-so from the office. Like, oh, hey, it's so-and-so speaking. And they'll be like, oh, this person's coming to get you. Have your mask ready. Have your headphones ready. We'll be ready to pick you up. So they come and pick you up. You have to have your earbuds in playing music, head down so you can't see anyone, just in case like the public sees you. I don't know how obsessive the fans are. Mm-hmm. They bring you outside and they're literally just sitting on the bench with you as you're just having outside time.
No
like it's like a chaperoned timeout.
No
but just like on a bench outside of the hotel.
That's so awkward.
It's really uncomfortable.
And you're listening to music?
You're listening to music, and all the music you're listening to is just all the lip sync songs that they give you. Okay. It's like it's literally like an old school MP3 player with like the USB at the end that you can uncap.
Stop.
You're like clicking through. Like you can listen to the radio, I guess, if it can connect to the service or whatever.
Are they speaking to you?
No, they're pretty much like not allowed to. They can have like.
They're not allowed to speak to you.
It's like the only conversations you're allowed to have are like very surface level conversations. Anything that can't be applied to Drag Race. So you can talk about.
Is this the Hunger Games?
Yeah. You can talk about Beyonce, but you can't talk about how Beyonce has influenced your life because that could be content for the show.
Oh my God, they're just like organizing all the content so
they're
you don't
literally
see
content farming these queens. They're like, okay, we have you for this amount of weeks. We're gonna get the most out of you while you're here.
I can't handle, I find that so cringy to sit next to a person you don't really know. And you're like, just like, birds.
Or like you can ask for like a 20 minute walk around the block.
Do they come with you?
Well, yes. Oh. So it's like, they're taking their dog out for a walk, but it's me.
I can't handle that.
And like, I remember when I was there, the first few weeks, it was still like chilly out. So like, we're like bundled up in like jackets with my hood up, with my music up, and we're just like walking in silence. I have my music playing, so I can't hear what she's saying.
So you're not allowed to listen to the outdoors. You have to have music on when you're outside.
Yeah, because they're trying to limit any influences of the outside world while you're filming, because that also will put a timestamp of when the season was filmed if you're making references to things that are happening in the moment.
You're like, the leaves are changing. And they're like, you're not supposed to know
that. No, you can't say that. We're not in the fall. I'm like, okay, like, the trees are nice. Love leaves.
So intense.
I don't know, but.
Wow.
It definitely is like, I love that I got to experience that because it is like that is crazy, right? Like in the moment, you're like, whatever, like I'm here already. But you look back at it and you're like, that was crazy. That was absurd. Like that's not normal.
Mm-mm.
No, I think it's fair to say that's not normal.
I feel like on reality shows like The Circle or something, I feel like they did some intense shit like that. But that, like, to not be able to like hear the outside world.
Yeah, and like all the queens are on different floors, so we never pass by each other.
You only see each other on set.
You only see each other on set.
You don't know who would even be in your season.
No, I found out who was on my season pretty much when I walked into the room.
Wow.
Do you know any of them? Have you performed with a lot of them?
I haven't performed with any of them before the season, but I think out of the 11 girls that we had, there were only two girls that I hadn't like heard of. And they were from like smaller cities in Canada. But like the girls from like the big cities, Montreal, Vancouver, and the other Toronto girls that were with me, I knew the name at least, or I had chatted with them online. Mm. So we were like mutuals, especially over the pandemic. Like we kind of connected with so many people.
Oh yeah, right.
So many people across Canada. So getting there, it was like, oh, it's nice to meet you. Like I've known you now for 3 years online, but we've never met before.
Insane.
Yeah. It's wild. And then when you're prepping for the show, you're like, there's like rumors of who got casted or who might be asking so-and-so for commissions for looks. Like, oh, this person just got 3 wig commissions, all with the same due date. Or this person is also asking me for an outfit with a similar theme to what you're asking me for. So like, you kind of put the pieces together of like, who is the potential cast for your season, but you don't find out until you actually get there and you walk into the room and you see the other girls there.
Wait, when you say wig commissions, what exactly do you mean?
So you kind of get a list of the runways that we're going to be doing, the themes.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, we had one runway called Gemstones. So I decided to do the jade gemstone.
Love.
And my look, the concept was I'm going to be my mother's jade necklace. So because she had this giant jade necklace of this goddess called Guan Yin. So I was like, I'm going to be the Guan Yin Jade Empress. So I painted my whole self green and I had this blonde wig that was like chain links, like giant. We went to like the dollar store, got foam rings, and then
to be like a necklace, but it's your.
But it's my hair.
Yeah.
Like my hair is the chain.
Oh
necklace.
My God!
And
incredible.
I am the jade pendant. So like I asked like one of my besties, and she's currently on the next season of Canada's Drag Race season 5, which is super exciting.
Amazing.
But she had to basically figure out how to make a chain link hair that'll sit on my head. I don't understand it, but it's true. Like,
no, wigotry. I think it's incredible.
It's so interesting.
Wow. That's wild.
It's unbelievable what you have already done.
I know. And it's weird to think that, like, this is technically the beginning of my drag.
Yeah.
Like, this is that big jumping off point.
It's all your training.
Yeah. So, like, I've been doing drag now for almost 6 years coming January. But all this, for the first 6 years, that was all prep for the beginning of my career.
Sure.
And I'm like, this is now the start of my international world debut.
Wow.
So cool.
Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of any job in entertainment of any sort. Like, mm-hmm. it takes so long to get it going.
There's so much prep, so much work behind mm-hmm. the scenes before you even get to do it.
Yeah. People are like, oh my God, you're on Smosh. Like, so cool. And it's like, yeah, I've also been training for over 10 years.
You're like, I'm a
in
trained
improv.
Actor and like I went to school for it and all that or whatever.
You're like, whoa, like, so cool. And it's like, yeah, I've been working.
I try.
So
one of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now. Now at kosai.org.
Going back, when did you start watching Smosh?
Ooh.
That's a good question.
Because so you weren't able to watch Smosh while you were on Drag
No,
Race.
Unfortunately not.
No, definitely
you.
Not.
Now that would have gotten me through the quarantine period.
Yeah. Literally.
I think my earliest memory of Smosh was back in the Ian Anthony days.
Okay.
Whoa, okay.
And my memory was probably Food Battle.
Great.
Whoa.
So you're an OG.
OG, but at the time I wasn't like a huge, huge fan. It was more like a couple of my friends were really big fans, and I would like go home after school with them and be like, oh, there's a new Food Battle. And be like, oh, this I love this. Every year we do this. So mm-hmm. that was kind of my introduction to Smosh. And then I think I kind of fell off of Smosh a little before Anthony left.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then, for a long time, I kind of didn't have any connection with Smosh. And then in the past year, I have crazy hyperfixations on YouTube. So one day, just like an episode of Smosh Mouth came up. So I was like, oh, like I know who Shane is. Let me watch an episode. And then I fell in love with the conversations and just learning that, like, oh, every person on the cast also has like their little like character tropes too.
Yeah.
So I'm like, Amanda has a hyphenated last name, Boston, this and that. Like,
that's Amanda.
Like it so almost true. Became like a character study for me of like, oh my God, I want to learn about all the different people at Smosh now.
I love
because
that.
It's a full cast versus just Ian and Anthony.
Yeah. There's like 15 of us.
Yeah. And I think that is so interesting and so such a fun addition to the channel compared to what I knew what it was years mm-hmm. ago. For the last year, I've just been hyper fixated on Smosh, like every night just finding a new episode of something that I haven't watched. And there are like podcast episodes that I always go back to and like watch over and over and over again.
Which can I ask which ones?
Yeah, let me name a few. Your Shakespeare reading,
that
Taming
is
of the Shrew.
So cool.
So cool.
That is
and also because
so
like that's like something that I'm familiar with, like mm-hmm. having studied theater and Shakespeare. So I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm like listening to you guys do this, but in a way more entertaining way than what I knew.
Yeah.
Modern
looked
version. Gorgeous in that hat.
Oh, and my mustache.
And your like
my
mustache. the mustache was a lot.
My mustache. I looked like a potion seller.
Angela going ew ew ew. I was like, yeah, I feel that. I feel that.
I put it on and I was like, oh my God.
But it wasn't as bad as when Angela had the mustache on for something and the mustache.
Oh, detective,
just kept,
where's my coffee?
Oh, detective, where's my coffee?
And it just kept going.
It became
up.
The Batman
like,
symbol.
That's gross.
It was nasty. And at one point, I think in one video, I had to switch mustaches with her, and it was so gross.
Was it really wet and sweaty?
It was really wet and sweaty. And I regretted it immediately.
Angela's going to love this conversation.
I told her to her face.
Angela, wet
we
and sweaty.
We have that relationship.
I also love the episodes where you do Try Not to Laugh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're
which I
fun.
Think you should do more.
Do more.
Okay.
I have so much fun watching them because I'm also like, can I can I sit there with a stone cold face? And I'm like, no, I'm like sitting there, like literally smiling at like all the little jokes before you even get to the punchline. I'm already like, oh my God, I know what they're going to say.
Yeah. It's tough.
I also love the April Fool's episode.
With
Angela and Chan.
Yeah, proud
as
of
us.
That.
As
that,
you guys.
We were sitting right there when they were doing that.
Which is hilarious. Like, knowing that you guys are watching and them just making jokes, like, are you lying? Are you lying?
That's a good impression of Chance
doing
me.
It's an impression of Chance doing you.
It was killed it.
Perfect.
And then Angela's just like, oh. Of course, yeah.
That moment, the like countdown into the reveal of Angela in the lime shirt might be my favorite moment on this podcast.
Literally.
Because it was just so incredible.
It was so good. And Chance was like practicing with me. And he was just like, I worked there.
The aspirated breath.
Yeah, I had
absolutely
a job there.
Crushed.
Did you know I worked there too?
Yeah, I worked there too, yeah.
I'm like, Amanda, you had a life before Smosh.
I was like, bitch, okay.
It was so good.
No, because you guys, I feel like, are already caricatures.
Uh-huh.
And then seeing a caricature of a character, I'm just like, this is insane.
Yeah.
Like, I love this so much.
It was so fun.
So you've watched pretty much every episode of Smosh Mouth. Maybe every episode. By this point,
I don't know. There may be some that I've missed here and there,
sure.
But like that's I always okay. scroll back and there's just like a watched tag on like a majority of them.
But you've watched us a lot, so you know us fairly well, and we have a bunch of scenarios here. Selena compiled a bunch of questions where you're gonna have to choose Amanda or me.
It's kind of like what we did at DragCon, Tommy and I, but a little bit different.
But now I know who I'm picking.
Exactly.
And don't worry, we will not be offended.
No.
You won't be offended, but you just have to make
Girl,
a decision.
No.
Okay. I'm going to stick by my choices.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Stay strong.
And those in the comments, you can leave your answers to these as well. You have one extra ticket to a concert. Who are you taking?
Oh, it depends on what the concert
That's
is.
That's so true.
Okay, music concert. Musician. A big...
Depends on which
big musician. I feel like there's a correct answer to this one.
I'm going to say Amanda.
Yeah, I think that's the correct answer.
I know you're very into music right now.
I like I've been
I think she would be like this.
Yeah.
No, I think Amanda would be way more fun at a concert than I would be.
I think we would have a good time.
I think that we would too.
I'm a good like...
Sorry, Shane.
I'm
Sorry,
a good
Shane.
Like third or fourth at a concert. Like, I'm there also.
Yeah.
But you bring people that are going to be fun. You guys are having a blast and I'm there nearby. Just
at a concert,
like,
are you on your feet dancing?
Yes.
And saying, okay, yeah.
Yes.
I would imagine.
I'm like,
if you're getting a ticket with a seat, you're not sitting in the seat.
No. You're standing.
You're standing in.
And
often.
I'm not filming the whole time. That's another thing about me. You know how people just stand there and go.
You see, I like to look up the set list beforehand. I know some people are against that, but I look up the set list because I want to know when to film certain songs.
Okay.
So I know like, the next song is going to be my favorite song. Let me film a little clip and then
so
I get
smart.
To enjoy it.
Yes.
Versus
really
being like,
smart.
Oh my God, I can't believe I missed it.
I know.
Like, I don't want to panic.
Yep.
That's really smart. You're on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Who are you calling for your lifeline?
Oh.
I'm going to go with Shane.
That's smart.
It depends on the question.
No, literally, that's the correct answer.
I think it depends on the question.
Especially if it's a really niche topic. I'm like,
okay.
I'm sure, I feel like you would know like a random thing and be like, oh yeah, okay. It's this, and this. I read a book on this. And be like, of course you did.
Yeah.
All right.
That's literally
you.
Shane.
Thank you. I think there's a correct answer to this one as well. You have a plus one to a wedding. Who are you taking? Yeah, I mean,
Amanda, you want to come to a wedding with
period.
Me?
Period. Yes, of course.
I know you love
you're
talking
gonna look
about weddings.
So, I know. My wedding colors. You're going to look so much better than me, but yes, I will be there.
You would.
We're both going in drag.
Okay. Oh my God, me in drag? Excellent.
And also in like platform heels, you would be like 10 feet tall.
Oh, I know. I've put on platform heels. People are like,
Imagine you in like the disco era. You would have been like
people would have been like everyone would have been like mommy, daddy. I would be like
come to me.
Oh yeah, I could see it.
You were quoting Barbarian there for
I
a second.
Was.
You were
mama. I love that movie when it's like mama.
Yeah, if you're coming to a wedding with me, we're both going in drag.
Oh my God. Okay.
Actually, you can get in drag and you can come with too.
Okay.
I would love to watch Shane in a dress is the most amazing thing I've ever seen because he's so buff. Yeah, exactly. Boom.
No, literally, Shane walked by this morning in the office when he first got in, and I didn't see his face, but I saw the walk.
He literally is breaking pavement every time he walks.
I saw the walk and I was like, there's space between the torso and the biceps.
Yep.
Boom, boom, boom. Speaking of biceps, the most, this that you've recently did?
Oh, I forget what I did. Oh, yeah. I was like in a games video or something, right? Where I won something and I just started doing
that.
I can't.
I can't believe I'm seeing this live. I literally had to pause the video and rewind because I was like, he's so dainty. I was like, I've never seen someone so muscular but so delicate. And the face you made just like in pure bliss.
Oh yeah. My God. That's pure bliss.
I'm like, I do that sometimes and I'm like, no one gets the reference. I'm here laughing.
Like, just like, yeah. That's so cute.
Oh.
Okay. You somehow landed in jail. Who's your one phone call?
Gay prison.
Gay prison.
You're in gay prison. Who's your one phone call?
Ooh.
Oh, this is to get to help you get either. Out. I would assume. Like,
oh, to
you're
help
in jail.
You get out.
I assume you're in jail. You
I'm like,
one,
who has more money
call?
To bail me out? I'm like, please. What did I get in jail for?
That's on you.
I'm gonna call Amanda. I feel like a little mom friend would.
Yeah,
definitely.
I'd probably beat some guards up to get you out of jail.
I respect that. Choice.
You can take her. Just take her. And I'm like, no, I'm gonna fight you guys. Okay. You're like, just she's
all right,
ready to go.
Fine.
Calling Amanda.
Thank you.
This one's good. You get to Freaky Friday with one of us. Who are you choosing?
Whoa. Okay. Okay, wait. I need to think about this. Freaky Friday with someone.
Literally, it would be two completely different lives. Maybe not.
Okay. Yeah, not only our bodies, but our lives
yeah.
is also here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This
yeah.
might be a crazy answer.
Okay.
Shane, I want to switch with you so that I can hang out with Courtney.
That's... I at first I was like, you're going to say Amanda, but then I was like, oh, but then you get to hang
yeah.
out with Courtney.
And then you get to be yeah. in that body, just stomping pavement, breaking.
I get to do that in that body.
Breaking the floor.
You get to be in this body and be like, oh, it hurts.
I just want to like yell in testosterone, screaming in asterisk,
you
screaming
in testosterone.
You try
to put on all your clothes, you're like,
oh my God, it doesn't fit. No, if I was in your body, I would get myself in drag and just be like,
but then you wouldn't be able to do the splits.
Gravity, remember?
You would break every muscle in his thighs.
But it's, not, like, but it's not my body.
That's so true.
I wake up the next day just like,
Aurora, what the fuck did you do?
Oh my God. I just
That's
wake up in the hospital.
So funny.
Okay, you're in a pickup basketball game. Who's on your team?
Amanda, she's
yeah,
taller.
That's
obviously.
Fair.
Although I'm not good at basketball.
That's okay.
Well, I don't I'm know. Not... I could try again.
I'm not good either. We can be bad at it together.
Okay, great. Thank you.
This is interesting. You're lip syncing for your life. Who are you going against? Who would you rather go against?
Yeah, who would you rather go against? Who would you
I think
rather
that's
win
also
against?
An easy. That's also an easy answer. I feel
would
like
I go against. Well, if I wanted to win,
yeah.
Shane?
Yeah. I don't know the lyrics to yeah. songs.
I do. Love.
I am so bad at it.
But I feel like if it depends on the song, really, because like you could lip sync to like a monologue.
Yeah, you just yeah. have to sell
like, you
it.
You could lip sync to a funny comedy number. And I think both of you guys would do really well with that.
Okay.
As long
okay.
as you learn the words.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to learn the words.
I'd have to really practice.
And if you forget the words, what do you do? Do you still move your mouth or you just go like...
You
just vibe.
There are two ways that I go. If I'm committing to the song, I'll just try to fake it till I make it. Like, you just gotta get to the... At least as long as you get the end of each sentence, it kind of mm-hmm. hides the rest of it. You kind of watermelon cantaloupe it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. if it's like more of like a comedy number, I'll literally either... move my hand to it.
Smart.
Like Beyonce Crazy in Love, whenever Jay-Z comes in, I just go.
Smart.
Or if it's like a group number with like my sisters and like I don't know the song well, I'll literally be like.
Funny.
Oh, I love that.
And like they're popping off and I'm like.
I love that.
Like you make a moment of it.
Yeah, yeah.
You make
yeah,
it
yeah.
funny. And it's like, if I'm not going to lip sync to it, I'm going to commit to not lip syncing
yes,
to it.
Yes,
exactly.
Love it.
You have to let one of us give you a tattoo. Who are
oh,
you choosing?
Oh, God.
After the Gardic phone video, I'm going to have you do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was pleasantly surprised with how artistically talented you are.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Do not choose me. I know how to draw a tree, and that's about it. I've, like, mastered
So if you get
tree.
A tattoo of a
well,
tree...
Well, if I need to get a tree on me,
okay,
then I'll come
that'll
to you.
Be me.
This next question is insane. If you are tied to the train tracks in the trolley problem, you're alone and the other lane has more people. Who do you want to solve the problem?
What?
That's a psychotic question.
So you're basically asking who of the two of you would be more likely to save me?
The way the trolley problem works is the train is going towards a lane that has five people tied to it.
Yeah.
But you can switch it to one that has one person. But you have to make that decision. So
you want someone to make that decision, either save you or save the others. Right?
Yeah.
That's so sad and dark.
I will How say did this, I get on the track?
I will say this. Yeah, but we
Who
need to figure out.
Good question.
We need to break down the system that set this up. The problem. This isn't the trolley problem because we know one of the people that creates a bias.
Yeah.
The trolley problem. You need to. They need to
so
all be strangers.
So who do you think would like be like you know save the people or be like no I'm gonna save Aurora.
I think you should
I'm going to pick you.
Yeah. I think Amanda.
The way I just said that,
Amanda's
like,
going to look at the tracks and be like,
say the people
oh,
or save
Aurora.
Oh, Aurora. Sorry, guys.
I know her.
Oh, it's happening. Bye. Sorry.
I'm like on the track like, Amanda, I have a wedding to get to.
Oh, done,
oh, shit. I got to go.
Turn.
The colors of the wedding are mustard yellow.
Oh, done, bitch.
Done.
Okay, you can only listen to this person's playlist for the whole day. Who are you choosing?
Oh, I don't really know what your music taste is like.
That's true.
It's all over I'm all over the place.
Probably me.
Yeah, I would say maybe
probably
you.
Me. Yeah.
On that one.
Yeah.
What do you like to listen to?
Oh, well, I mean,
he loves Journey. He loves Imagine Dragons.
I don't like Journey or Imagine Dragons.
Oh, I was like, you like songs that are like anthems.
American anthems.
Yeah. Songs that make white people go crazy.
I heard someone recently do a... Fuck.
No, I'm kidding.
You know
also,
those playlists that's yeah, like songs like white people get
girl.
Turned to?
They're like, yes!
Like Sweet Caroline, Bum Bum Bum.
Like Imagine Dragons, that's every song.
Yeah.
Okay. We have, if you're Bonnie, who's Clyde? If you're Thelma, who's Louise?
Oh.
Bonnie, Clyde.
I think I'm also going to say Amanda.
That's fair.
Yeah. Thank you.
Are you my bias?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm so sorry, Shane.
That's
Bye, Shane. You have to go now.
Okay. I'm hosting this now.
You actually could.
You can only get a Christmas gift from one of us. Which gift would you want?
Ooh.
Ooh.
I think I know this answer.
I would say Shane.
Yes. Really? That's what I would say, too.
Because I think I would get really, like, absurd... Like,
okay.
Gifts. Like, something that, like, okay. no one would think about, but it would be, like, an inside joke or
okay.
or a reference to something that would be really funny. I think it would be, like,
okay.
memorable moments.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like Shane's really good at gift giving. Like,
yeah.
he listens to what you like and then is, like, very thoughtful about it. Whereas I stress about gifts.
If I got a gift from you, I feel like it would be, like, practical.
Yeah.
Like, it probably. Would be like, oh, here's a pack of toilet paper for home. I'd be like, thank you.
Here's some toilet paper, you piece of shit.
Or no, maybe that wasn't a best time example.
No. You're actually right, because what I want for Christmas is, like, new kitchenware.
Exactly. I was going to say, like yeah. pots and pans or, like, a new spatula or something.
Yeah, like, I don't, like,
you
get,
give
like,
me things that are, like,
ooh,
I could use, like, on the everyday life, versus yours would be, like, cool trinkets and,
yes.
like, tchotchkes.
That's so mm-hmm. true.
Okay. I appreciate that. This last question, I threw this in last night.
Hey.
Which one of us do you think would do better in Snatch Game?
Oh, that's a tough one, because you both really just, like, commit to your characters.
Yeah.
I guess the question, too, is which Smosh characters, it doesn't have to just be Amanda and I, which Smosh characters do you think would do best in Snatch
Game? I want a Krungle.
A Krungle.
Oh my God.
Krungle is full on crushing.
Krungle.
It. Yeah.
And just like so horny.
So yeah. horny.
Like would be flirting with the other contestants with the celebrity
Slapping
guys.
You'd have to hope someone else does like an old celebrity, like an older reference. So
yeah.
that Krungle's
yeah.
all in on
uh-huh.
it.
Oh, for sure. But then it would have to be like one that's very like conservative, very whatever, so that you can be the opposite of that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
Maybe we need to get, oh, what's his name? The wizard.
Oh, Dumpster Wizard. Oh,
maybe we need to get them too.
Krungle and Dumpster Wizard? They've been together.
We've established that there's history
and
there.
And there's history there. We don't know if it's good history or bad history. They've definitely kind of dated, but I think it was extremely fucked up and messy. It was a weird time.
Neither of them were sober for the entirety of it.
A building almost went down. Like,
yeah. I would also like to see Courtney's Sabrina Carpenter.
Really?
Yes.
Just so aloof. Just
yeah.
Yes. So
and
true.
Then Spencer's Fred Darts.
Fred Darts God. Would actually
Did
be really.
Did somebody say meatloaf?
The fan base that Fred Darts has on the internet is crazy.
I love
man.
This.
People apparently, like, some people didn't know that Fred Durst was a real person.
No, it's...
They only know Fred Darts.
Which is insane to me.
It's like, what did you think he was?
Insane to me.
No, an original character.
Yeah. No, people dressed up as Fred Darts for Halloween. But what's funny is you see their costume, and it's like, you're just dressed up as Fred Durst.
You know you're Fred Durst, right?
You know that's all
like,
you are.
What? No, I'm Fred Darts.
You're like, no, you did it all for the Nookie. You're Fred Durst.
And they're like, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, also, I'm assuming, like, a lot of your fan base is also quite young.
Yes.
So they're learning about references that they only know from you.
That's true. That is true.
Right?
Yeah. Oh. Something that we discussed beforehand, and it sounds like you prepared this.
I put thought into this because I was like, oh, I don't want to just give you any name.
Yeah, we've been discussing like, oh, what would our drag names be? And yeah. So you've thought about this now.
I have. So going into this, my criteria for you was I really wanted to play off of your last name, Top, because...
Such a good last name.
Gay people love Tops. And then for you, the highlight was it needs to be a 1-2-3 name, because
yep.
You always say how you have a 2 last name.
Yep.
So the names are...
Okay.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Anita Top.
Anita Top. Oh my God. That's brilliant.
That's awesome.
We have Anita Top with 2 P's, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Shirley A Bottom. Or Shirley A Bottom.
Stop.
The most powerful duo in Los Angeles.
Wait, this is so good. Of course I'm a bottom.
I think we both are in this situation.
No, honey.
I need a top, Shirley A Bottom.
Wow. Controversial yet brave take.
Shirley A Bottom. No. Oh my God. It's like I want to perform. It's like I want to get ready.
And when you have punny names, it almost opens up the opportunity for you to do stupid numbers.
Sure.
And like comedy numbers where it's like a song, a song, a song. And then a phone rings and you're like, hello? It's like a monologue from something like, I'm going to kill you. Like, no. And then it's another song. Like, I could totally see you guys doing that. And also, I want to see duo numbers from you too.
Oh my God.
You're pretty cool.
Dude, Shirley A Bottom is the best name ever.
Shirley A Bottom.
I want it like in a plaque behind me.
Shirley A Bottom.
I need a top. I need a top.
I need a top.
This is so brilliant.
I'm glad y'all like it.
It's so good.
Oh gosh, I was racking my brain. I also have a name for Krungle.
Oh, okay.
Tell me.
Auntie Lynn Chastity.
Auntie Lynn Chastity. Chastity. Auntie Lynn Chastity. Auntie
Love
Lynn
that.
Chastity.
It's also the same initials
it's
as your name.
It's so fucking good. ALC.
ALC.
Wow.
Auntie Lynn Chastity. Except Chastity is Chastity belt she would never wear in her life.
But that's the prop that she always has.
Yes, and yeah. It's off.
That's the running joke. It's like, I have it, but I'll never wear it.
Wait, that is so good.
Yeah. And then the chosen would be Slaytana.
Badass.
And then
at the
end of all your numbers, it just goes, Slaytana wins.
Yeah.
And then goes, shing.
Flawless victory.
Flawless victory. And that's the end of your number.
I
every
love
time.
This so much.
Dude.
I want to see the chosen in heels, like 6-inch heels.
Thinking that he thinks that he has perfect poise and balance, but he's just falling off.
All you hear is just clomping.
Yeah.
He's like holding onto his like sword
chosen.
As a staff. I'm going to walk in heels now.
They both have knives as the stilettos.
I was born for this moment.
That's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Slaytana?
Slaytana.
Wow. How long did it take you to come up with all
this? Yeah.
Is it just like
literally too long? I was like, they have to be perfect. I was like,
they
I
are need
to
perfect.
They literally are perfect.
And also, I was like, it needs to be a pun because I know you guys would appreciate like a funny joke.
Yes.
And also, yeah. I wanted something that complements each other for the podcast.
Shirley a bottom.
So I need a top and Shirley a bottom.
It's so perfect. It's so perfect.
The comments are going to be calling those out forever.
Ever.
Oh. Yeah.
It's so perfect.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're
so much.
Welcome. I'm glad you like them.
I literally want to perform.
Maybe
we'll
soon.
Do it.
Okay.
Next Mosh video, I put these two in drag.
That would be brilliant.
I joke about it now, but it could be a good idea.
No, actually, that cool. would be freaking brilliant.
That could be cool. I feel like that'd be Courtney's dream.
Oh my God, yeah.
I know. Mm-hmm. She would want to be here. Got to figure out Courtney's drag name.
Okay, I'll start thinking.
Okay, start thinking on it.
Oh my God, that's my next assignment.
Yeah, that's your next assignment, among other things.
Among many things.
So you mentioned lip syncing earlier. Mm-hmm. It's a big part of drag. And we have some clips here. Now, we couldn't do music because we'll get copyright struck.
Of course.
But we have some clips from Smosh Mouth and just other Smosh videos that we're going to try to lip sync over right now.
Love
so if you're
that.
Just listening to this, you just get to listen to this clip and imagine us lip syncing it perfectly.
Yeah.
But you could also go on YouTube and watch this part.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be ridiculous.
So one we have, Aurora, I think you and I are going to attempt this.
Okay.
This is Amanda's resume reel.
Okay.
Who's going to be who? Both of you are going to go at the same time?
I think we can go one at a time. We can go back and forth until one of us nails it.
And I just get to watch.
We can do a couple takes of it.
I get to watch yeah. and cringe.
For those who maybe didn't see this episode, this was you. You recorded this. This is fake. Or these are real news stories?
These are real news stories.
So you are recounting real news stories as a field reporter.
Because very similar to you, Aurora, my mom was like, instead of giving me the option, she was like, you can't go to theater school. What are you talking about? You're going to go and do a real job. And I was like, okay. So I was prepping to be a news reporter for a while, and this is a reel that I had to make. So it's like 4 a.m. So I'm just like subbing in my story into these real news stories. And this reel, when I showed my friends and family, they're like, this is funny. And I was like, that's not supposed
You're
to
like,
be funny.
No, this was not the serious.
Goal. So it's Cringe City. And here we go.
Okay. Let's listen to it first.
Okay.
Really
okay, let's listen to it. Great.
The victims inside this house say the two suspects came in, tied them up, held them at gunpoint, and then used their walkie-talkies to signal the getaway car. That worker fell halfway down a 20-foot shaft while working on this tunnel over here. His foot was pinned between a pipe and the ladder that he fell off of.
This is so sad. This is the saddest shit that you guys are going
like,
to
live. No, sorry to laugh
gotta,
at it, but...
you gotta work while doing this.
Yeah, you do.
Okay. Do you want me to attempt it first? Do you want to try to attempt it?
Are we like doing it like back to back? As it goes to the next clip, you just go right into the next
clip. I feel like you just go into the next clip.
Yeah, why not?
I feel like it's...
Yeah.
I feel like that's...
Okay, I'll watch you do it first.
Okay. This is gonna be bad, but let me attempt this.
The victims inside this house say the two suspects came in, tied them up, held them at gunpoint, and then used their walkie-talkies to signal the getaway car. That worker fell halfway down a 20-foot shaft while working on this tunnel over here. His foot was pinned between a pipe and the ladder that he fell off.
Oh my God, Shane, I'm unsure. What? It was like...
Your hand did more lip-syncing than
like
your mouth.
It felt like a bad video game where it was like off.
See, we're showing how hard this is. I remembered certain words, but you're talking so fast.
Okay, you did a good job. I had to because it's a news story.
It's live. It's
live.
It's the news.
A man got pinned.
No, but good on you. You went first.
Yeah, well done.
I tried. Do you want to attempt
Shall
it?
Shall I try? Okay.
Okay.
Hi, camera. I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
The victims inside this house say the two suspects came in, tied them up, held them at gunpoint, and then used their walkie-talkies to signal the getaway car. That worker fell halfway down a 20-foot shaft while working on this tunnel over here. His foot was pinned between a pipe and the ladder that he fell off of.
I thought you were going to go like
okay,
this.
Okay, that, yeah, you did it way better than
and
me.
And you killed it because you ended all the last words.
It's the last words.
It's the last words where you go, oh.
You also added physicality as opposed to me over here just like,
tied up.
I feel like you were flirting with the camera.
I didn't know what I was doing. I was desperate. I was the broken country bear at Disneyland.
Use their walkie-talkies to signal the getaway car.
The getaway car. Come get me.
That was so good.
Do you guys want to attempt the... this one's a little easier. This is the Chosen getting slapped.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay. This is a lot easier, I think.
Let's hear it and maybe see it.
So, you actually showed up. Gotta be honest, I wasn't positive you would. All right. Well, it's time for your first challenge. I want you to try to hit me. But here's... Okay, I wasn't ready yet.
Got it.
All right. Which one of you wants to go?
I can go first.
You can go first.
Okay.
I mean, I'm going to do terrible after I just made fun of you forever.
Here we go.
So, you actually showed up. Gotta be honest, I wasn't positive you would. All right. Well, it's time for your first challenge. I want you to try to hit me. But here's... I wasn't ready yet.
Okay. Oh my God. Nailed the facials. Oh my God.
I was like.
And you did what I love about lip syncing is when you get close to an audience member when you're lip syncing, you hear the mouth noises. So when you're like grabbing a tip from someone and you're like really lip syncing, you just hear the.
I bet that's so awkward.
So even during just like the. You just hear.
They give you the tip and they're just like, oh.
And you're like,
just a lot of mouth noises.
That is so hilarious.
Watermelon, cantaloupe, watermelon, cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe, watermelon. Okay, let's give this
okay,
a try.
Your
let's
turn.
Attempt this. Okay, here we go.
The Chosen.
So, you actually showed up. Gotta be honest, I wasn't positive you would. All right. Well, it's time for your first challenge. I want you to try to hit me. But here's... Okay, I wasn't ready yet.
Oh my God.
Nailed that.
Fucking brilliant. No, you were so good.
I feel like it showed more emotion than The Chosen usually would.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was your
version. That was chosen internally.
That was chosen in drag.
Yeah.
That was chosen in drag. Oh my God, that was so, you're so good at like the emotion and the timing where you're like right back to the camera.
Yeah, I was like, okay, gotta pull. I wasn't ready for that.
Man. Okay, so our last clip we're going to attempt is the famous Harambe clip. It's a long one.
Okay.
So we're really going to have to pull it together for this.
And this one's full dialogue.
This is full dialogue.
Full dialogue, and I'm you.
And we're going to swap it all. So you're going to be me, I'm going to be you, you'll be Trevor.
I'll be Trevor. Trevor was, I think we're about the same age.
Yeah, so yeah.
We 17?
Both, we,
yeah, 17
we both
years
were
old.
Like quite young when this happened and just like, this was the talk of the town.
Oh my God.
Everybody was
Everyone was talking about it, honestly.
Listen.
Everybody in this building
Listen.
Was like, Amanda, you're crazy.
Amanda, no. Everyone
People
was talking about it.
People from home were like, what is wrong with you? I remember that.
But hey,
like,
we've now learned that Angela also didn't know about Harambe.
Exactly.
And she got
two
off.
Two truths, one lie.
Angela completely got away with that.
Yep.
Yeah.
She exposed herself.
I think
the 9/11/2011 thing is still what people are focused on. I think people let Harambe slide for her.
Where were you during 9/11?
Okay. This one starts off quick.
So we're going.
We're just
going
to go.
Yeah, let's just go.
I'm going to do really bad at this.
I'm going to do really bad. You can't watch it.
I'm just sitting here just watching it.
Yeah, that would be
it.
So
okay,
unfair.
I'm just going to hold it up. I'm not going to look at it.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Right off the bat.
Have you ever heard of Harambe?
No.
You've never heard of Harambe?
No.
Okay. I can't believe you've never heard of Harambe. Okay. He was a gorilla that was at the...
I'm from Massachusetts.
He was at the Cincinnati Zoo. It's okay. It's okay.
Are you lying?
I'm not lying to you. I'm telling you a true story.
You lie a lot.
I'm telling you a true story.
Okay,
Amanda.
Okay.
I believe it was the Cincinnati Zoo.
Okay.
And a boy somehow snuck in and fell into the gorilla pit.
Okay.
Harambe comes up. He's curious. He's looking at the kid. He's just kind of looking at him, whatever. They then shot Harambe. It's sad. They shot Harambe and they killed him.
Why are we laughing?
I'm laughing because this is an insane story that I've processed years ago.
Why would they shoot him? He didn't want to do anything. He was probably talking to him.
You're now dealing with the trauma that everyone else dealt with.
Harambe deserved to live.
I know.
Is there a protest that I can go to? How old is that kid now?
I
will find him. Wow, that was hard.
Wait, that was so strange because I kept looking at Shane when you were talking, but then it was...
I know, me too. I was like waiting to do my lines.
I couldn't decide which person to look at.
Oh,
but I feel like that was Trevor. He was just laughing.
My heart died in that moment.
Yeah.
I just relived that.
I actually felt what you were experiencing.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
Wow.
But you really did make such a valid point of like, we've already processed all of this.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, why are you laughing?
And Amanda like, in that moment was like, what?
Yeah.
What's happening?
That's really hard to process something so way later when it's like
that
we already
happened?
Did this.
Yeah, it's not shocking to us.
Yeah, we closed the door on this. We got closure somehow, and I didn't.
Yeah.
So I had to relive that for months after that.
Wow.
But now you're fully aware of the whole
situation. Yeah, I've made closure.
You've done all your research on it.
Yeah, I found him. It's taken care of.
You did the thing. You did the ending of Zodiac where you just knocked on his door. He opens up and you're just like. That's all I needed to see.
He's the Creekside Killer.
Away.
He's the Creekside Killer.
Yes.
The little boy.
We found him.
The Creekside Killer.
You tap into this other register in your voice.
It's kind of my mom when she's angry. Oh. That's.
Does your mom really sound like that?
Oh, yeah. She's like, girls, get out of here.
Oh, my God. Mama Canto is scary.
Mama Canto is, yeah, yeah. If you step on her foot, she's like, my body, that hurts.
Everything is talked through a groan.
Exactly. It's that and also like every detective ever, but it's a lot of it's my mom when she's very angry. Yep.
Wow.
So I can jump right into that. Pretty cool.
This has been incredible.
Oh my God.
I know.
This has been so much
it's
fun.
Like, I feel like I only learned like 20% of you and I just want to know everything. So this, I don't know. Maybe
we covered
back.
A good range. I feel like we sprinkled a little bit of every aspect of my life.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I just think that you're incredible and like you manifested everything that you had.
Thank you.
And you just, everyone was like, okay, well, if you do this, you can't do this. And you're like, this is what I want to do. Mm-hmm. I think it's such a gift to know what you want to do. And you're fucking doing it. And you look unbelievable doing it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, still, it's going to take me a long time to process like, oh, I actually did this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm
As
here,
our biggest fan.
I'm here at Smosh. It's crazy. You guys are real people, not just characters in a YouTube video.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Well.
We're going to disappear when you leave here.
Yeah,
we yell cut and you just...
We fade to mist.
And fade to black.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being here. This
thank
was really so
me.
Cool. Where can people like find you? Do you have social platforms?
What? Yeah,
Aurora
you can
Matrix.
Find me on Instagram at Aurora Matrix. Aurora like the princess, Matrix right. like the movie. I also have my own podcast with my two sisters. It's called The Powder Room, featuring the Powder Puff Girls.
Yes.
And what I love about the podcast is it's kind of just like a fly on the wall, listening in on three besties. Talking our shit, talking about the drag scenes, talking about honestly everything and anything. So check that out. We're on our season 2 now. So we're going to be recapping the new season of Canada's Drag Race season 5 weekly.
Yes.
Awesome. So
oh my
get
God.
Our hot takes on a brand new episode of Drag Race every week.
And your friend's on season 5.
And my friend is on season 5. So we get to hear her.
Cool.
Your friend who's on the podcast is also on season 5.
And she did all of my wigs on my season.
Okay.
There's so much to get into. So yeah, check out the Powder Room. Check out my Instagram at Aurora Matrix. And you can always just find where I'm going to be performing on my Instagram.
Very cool.
This is amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. All right. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.